when I was a kid, my dad used to take me to all kinds of Easter egg hunts across the country just to display my skills.
You were pretty seasoned, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so extreme. I remember when I was a kid, we just hunted for the hard-boiled eggs in the backyard or whatever. And there was one spot, we had a sandbox, and there was one spot where there's like two boards come together, it made the sandbox, and there was a little triangle there. And there was always an Easter egg hidden there, and it was always a race to see who could get that egg first.
Because you knew it was going to be there?
Because you knew it was going to be there. And you were like, sweet, I got the sandbox Easter egg. No Easter eggs in the actual sandbox, but with the cat manure and everything that could get in there, you know.
I've actually done that before. Kind of mean.
You've defecated into a sandbox?
I've put an Easter egg on top of a pile. A pile of poo.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I was like 12.
Who were you setting eggs out for?
My family.
Oh, for younger siblings?
Yeah.
Ah, I got
toddlers.
Yeah. Did you ever do the citywide ones?
I've been to one before.
Growing up?
Well, I'm a soldier out of Fort Riley. I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I went to one huge, it was one of the biggest churches in Indianapolis, and they had this huge Easter egg hunt, which is ironic because it's a church celebrating, you know, Easter eggs and everything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, go figure. but I mean, it was horrible. I mean, there was kids there. There were adults there, you know, knocking the little kids down for these eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just horrible how they portray it. But you know, it's society. They gotta have something exciting. Christmas. I mean, like, they make up Valentine's Day just so you can, you know, so your wife or your girlfriend can get mad at you when you forget.
Sure.
So you know.
I guess the question is, when you're Easter egg hunting, is how would Jesus hunt for eggs?
How would Jesus hunt? Yeah. Oh, he would just hold his hands up, and the eggs would just float up and, you know, rush towards him.
No, I guess you're right. So people pushing each other over for eggs isn't nearly as bad as cheating as that. Good point.
Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, at least he's not pushing people around. You know, he's not kicking the little kid all the way to get the egg filled with, you know, chocolate or candy. You know, he just says move away, and they move.
Magneto style.
Yeah, I love Jesus' style, man. I love it. It's good stuff.
That's right. He's like Neo from the Matrix.